Welcome to a news experience designed to empower you to think critically and form your own opinions. In this episode, I present the latest top stories by weaving together coverage from a variety of news outlets, offering you a balanced view of the facts and perspectives. My goal is simple: inspire you to be your own judge in the complex world of news without any sensationalism or antics. By hearing different angles, you'll have the tools to make thoughtful and balanced decisions about the stories that matter most. If you find value in this approach, please like, share, and subscribe to stay up to date with my future episodes. Let's navigate the news together. In our first story, Jack Schlossberg, the only grandson of former President John F. Kennedy, has sparked controversy with a series of vulgar social media rants targeting the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, and some members of his own family. In his post, Schlossberg expressed frustration and anger towards DOGE, which he claimed was under attack by forces seeking to undermine its mission. He also lashed out at some family members, making personal attacks and accusations. Schlossberg's outburst has raised eyebrows, with many questioning the tone and language used in his posts. Some have expressed concern that his words may reflect poorly on the Kennedy family legacy. Others have come to Schlossberg's defense, arguing that he has the right to express his opinions and frustrations. They point out that as a member of the Kennedy family, Schlossberg has been subject to intense scrutiny and pressure throughout his life. The controversy surrounding Schlossberg's posts have also sparked a wider debate about the role of public figures on social media. Some argue that individuals in the public eye should be held to a higher standard of behavior online, while others believe that they should be free to express themselves as they see fit. As the situation continues to unfold, it remains to be seen how Schlossberg's words will impact his own reputation and that of the Kennedy family. One thing is certain, however: the incident has highlighted the challenges and pitfalls of navigating social media as a public figure. In political news, new poll numbers have been revealed and have a surprising trend in President Trump's performance ratings. According to a recent CBS News poll, Trump has achieved his highest ever approval rating, with 70% of Americans agreeing that he is keeping his promises. This surge in popularity can be attributed to several key factors. Trump's efforts to restore American industries, such as steel and aluminum, have resonated with many voters. His decision to impose a 25% tariff on steel imports and elevate the tariff on aluminum imports to 25% has been praised by industry leaders and workers alike. Additionally, Trump's commitment to fair and reciprocal trade has been well received by the public. His administration's actions have led to the increased investment in the United States, with countries like Taiwan pledging to boost their investment in the country. The poll numbers also reflect Trump's success in addressing critical issues like border security. Illegal border crossings have hit lows not seen in decades, and the administration's crackdown on illegal immigration has led to hundreds of illegal aliens being repatriated to their home countries. While opinions about Trump's performance remain divided, these poll numbers suggest that his policies and actions are resonating with a significant portion of the American public. Some of the key highlights of Trump's recent successes include economic growth. Trump's efforts to restore American industries have led to increased investment and job growth. Trade deals. Trump's commitment to fair and reciprocal trade has led to increased investment in the United States. Border security. Trump's crackdown on illegal immigration has led to a significant decrease in illegal border crossings. And foreign policy. Trump's diplomatic efforts led to the release of American citizens detained abroad and increased cooperation with foreign leaders. In courtroom news, a significant development has emerged in the high-profile case against Brian Koberger, the suspect accused of murdering four University of Idaho students. An Idaho judge has denied a motion by Koberger's defense team to suppress key evidence collected during search warrants. This ruling is a crucial blow to the defense's strategy, as the evidence in question is likely to play a central role in the prosecution's case. The defense had argued that the evidence was obtained improperly, but the judge ultimately rejected this claim. The case against Koberger has garnered widespread attention due to its shocking nature. The four victims were found stabbed to death in their off-campus residence in November 2022. Koberger, a PhD student in criminology at Washington State University, was arrested in December of 22 and has been charged with 4 counts of first-degree murder. The prosecution's case relies heavily on evidence collected from Koberger's apartment, vehicle, and other locations. This evidence includes DNA samples, fingerprints, and other physical evidence that allegedly links Koberger to the crime scene. The defense's motion to suppress this evidence was seen as a long shot, but it was still a crucial part of their strategy. By denying this motion, the judge has cleared the way for the prosecution to present its case in full. The trial is expected to be highly publicized, and the outcome will be closely watched by the nation. In celebrity news, Sean "Diddy" Combs' defense team has launched a bold argument in his ongoing case, claiming that the music mogul was singled out because of his race. This assertion has added a new layer of complexity to the proceedings, as Diddy's team attempts to shift the narrative and highlight potential biases. The case against Diddy stems from allegations of assault and intimidation. However, his defense team has consistently maintained that the charges are unfounded and motivated by ulterior factors. By injecting the issues of racial bias, Diddy's team is seeking to cast doubt on the credibility of the prosecution's case. Diddy's attorney argued that the music executive's high profile and success have made him a target for unfair treatment. The lawyer pointed to perceived inconsistencies in how similar cases involving non-black celebrities have been handled, implying that Diddy is being held to a different standard. This line of defense is likely to be met with skepticism by some, who may view it as an attempt to deflect attention from the actual allegations. However, Diddy's team is banking on the idea that the court will consider the potential role of racial bias in the case. As the trial progresses, it will be interesting to see how the court responds to this argument. Will Diddy's team be able to convincingly demonstrate that racial bias played a role in the charges against him, or will the prosecution be able to counter with evidence that undermines this claim? One thing is certain, this high-profile case just got a lot more complicated. In Doge news, Elon Musk, who leads the Department of Government Efficiency, Doge, has expressed interest in rebating some of the money saved by his Dogecoin team to the American taxpayer. This idea sparked a lively debate about the potential benefits and drawbacks of such a plan. Musk's proposal suggests that a portion of the funds saved by the Doge team could be rebated to a taxpayer, potentially providing a boost to the economy. The idea is to share the benefits of the team's cost-saving efforts with the broader public. Some experts have praised Musk's willingness to think creatively about how to use the savings generated by his Doge team. They argue that rebating some of these funds to the taxpayers could provide a much-needed stimulus to the economy. Others, however, have expressed concerns about the fairness and feasibility of such a plan. They argue that it could be seen as a handout to certain individuals or groups, rather than a broadly beneficial economic policy. Despite these concerns, Musk's proposal has sparked a lively discussion about the potential role of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology in promoting economic growth and innovation. Some proponents argue that these technologies could provide new opportunities for financial inclusion and economic empowerment. As the debate continues, it remains to be seen whether Musk's idea will gain traction or remain a topic of discussion. One thing is certain, however, the proposal has once again highlighted Musk's willingness to think outside the box and challenge conventional wisdom. Thank you for stopping by today. I've said it many times now. I know your time is valuable, and I appreciate every moment of it. If you liked what you saw or like what you heard, please like, subscribe, share, leave a comment. Let us know how we're doing or what we could do better. And I just hope you have a great day. And as always, stay informed and stay balanced.